A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Kaf Hei, Shabbos 125a, pagination page 249. Last lines of the page where the Mishnah begins. Ha'evan Shebe Kiruya, the stone that is in the container that's being used to draw water. If you could fill up the water and it doesn't fall out, it's tied in place properly, then you can use this container even though it has a stone in it. But if not, you can't fill up using this container because the container becomes a basis, a base, ledavar ha'aser, to a forbidden item, namely the stone. And therefore, even though you perhaps were thinking of it as a contraption or something, but since you didn't tie it in place and it's not usable as such, the stone falls out, so the stone is considered an independent item and it makes the container muktzah. Let's take a look at the Gemara, fifth line of Amud Beis. In contrast, Tanan Hosam, we learnt over there, Evin sha'al pi ha'chavis, if you have a stone that's on the top of a barrel, mata al tzida, you're allowed to turn the barrel on its side, vihino felas, and it falls off. Apparently, some level of movement is being allowed, even though there's a rock which is not tied on. You're allowed to move it enough, at least, to lift it up, bend it to its side, and let the rock fall off. Amar Rabba, Rabba explained, Amar Ravami and Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of these Talmidei Chachamim, Lo shanu elo b'shocheach. The case of leniency here is because you forgot it on top of the barrel. And because you forgot it, we have a rule that a basis does not occur when you forget something. The whole concept of basis is that you're considering it a base, and you forgot it there, you forgot it there, you forgot it there, it's not considered a basis. Avo b'meiniach, had you put that rock there on top of this barrel intentionally, nasa basis ledavar ha'aser, it becomes a base to the forbidden item, and you're not allowed to move the barrel. Let's skip two lines and only develop the way we paskin the opinion of Rabba. Amar Rabba at the end of the line, Musvina nashmaitin, I know that you want to ask me on my ruling from our Mishnah. What's the question? Ha'evan shebekiruya, you had a stone in this container that's used for drawing water. If you could fill it up without it falling off, you're allowed to fill it up. He says, velohi, but it's not really a question. Hasam, when it's tied in place, kaven dehotka shavya dofen. When you tie it in place, what happens is, it was left there intentionally. Boy, was it left there intentionally. And I'm telling you that if it's left there intentionally, it becomes a basis. My only leniency by chavis, by the barrel, was because you forgot it. But if you left it there intentionally, I'm telling you it's a basis. Well, if you tied something in place, you can't get more intentional than that. It should become a basis in that case, even more so. He says, yeah, but when you tie it in place, it becomes like a wall of the vessel. In other words, it becomes functional as part of the way the vessel operates. And therefore, the stone itself becomes part of the vessel and becomes permitted. Whereas when you left a stone on the top of a barrel, again, he's saying it's only lenient because you forgot it there. But had you put it purposely there, it certainly doesn't become part of the barrel. It's just sitting there on top. So it's intentional, so it makes the entire thing a basis for forbidden. Now, there are a lot of angles that need to be addressed. Number one, from the Bir Halacha, Why is the barrel a basis to a forbidden item, namely the stone? The barrel presumably also contains wine, and presumably the wine is worth more than the stone. And we have a rule, like by a drawer, that if it has multiple items in there, some muktzah, some not, it should not be forbidden. You leave a quarter in a drawer, and you also have a gold watch. Very blatant contrast. The watch is not muktzah, so you're allowed to open the drawer on Shabbos. So you have wine, and you have this measly stone on the top. Why is that becoming a basis? The Bir Halacha's wording, which I believe needs more delving into, but his wording is that the Pi HaChovis, the top of the barrel, is not a basis to the wine. The Pi HaChovis, the opening of the barrel, is exclusively a basis to the stone. And therefore it doesn't have two things that it's supporting, a mutter and an usser, and therefore you could allow it. It is only supporting the stone. The reason I think you need to delve into it is how exactly do you define an item and what it's supporting? The top of the item is only supporting the stone. Oh, I'm only repeating the question and I'm repeating the answer. I think it needs more introspection. Now, the Gemara is telling us, the way we finalize here, that the Mishnah, you went ahead and tied the rock in place, that would work. Because you're tying it in place, it becomes part. It's also telling me that when you leave the stone on top of the barrel by mistake, it does not become a basis, because it was by mistake. Bases don't happen by mistake. Okay. What would I need to do to be able to use the stone as a cork, to cover the thing so that dirt doesn't get into the wine? What would I need to do in order to make this happen? Because he's telling me clearly that if I put it there purposely, it's not good. So what would I need to do? So there are actually three choices. One is mentioned in the Gemara. Dropping down like three more lines, Mar Sovar Bo'inan Maisa. One approach is that it needs an activity. It needs an action to make it more usable for the purpose you want. You're taking something that's muktzah because it's a rock. It has no Shabbos use. You're deciding that you want to use it for this Shabbos. You have to do something to make it more usable. And presumably, scraping it against another stone or something, fitting it to the size of the bottle so that it becomes like a cork, presumably that would do the trick. Likewise, with a nutcracker, perhaps, if you wanted to make it more usable, you make it more usable, you scrape it, you do something, you make it more usable. The second approach, which is mentioned, is if you designate it forever for that purpose, for the foreseeable future indefinitely, you designated for that purpose, so then again, that would undo the muktzah status and it would be usable for Shabbos use. And that was not happening over here. Over here, before Shabbos, in Rabbah's case, he took a stone and he put it on top. He thought he was being creative, nice and quick. And that, he says, is exactly what you're not allowed to do, because you just locked up the barrel because it's a support to the stone. You would do an action, or you would designate a group of stones forever. You put them in a workbox. This is what you use when you need to close something. That would help as well. The third alternative is not so much what you should do, but what kind of item you could use. The Mechaber says that there would be leniency if the item you're using is normal for that use. And they would understand this Gemara that the stone is totally an unreasonable type of thing to be using as a cork. And that's why it was so strict and we didn't know what to do. You need a solution. But if you're taking something that's much more normal to be used for that use, then in fact, it would be more lenient. And it could be that even designating it for one Shabbos would be enough to allow it. Again, the original source material, if you have the basket and you tie it in place, you're definitively locking it in place, becomes part of the basket, makes sense that it's no longer mukta. And the second case, you're putting the rock on top of the barrel. If you forgot it there, okay, no buses. Mm-hmm. But if you put it there purposely, it needs some sort of tikkun. You have to fix it in order to allow it for Shabbos use. Yes, you're Torah. Have a great day.